Okay, we're at the bottom of page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, and we're talking about how a person can motivate himself to want to be close to Hashem. And it's very important that that desire is what's key. And the desire can be developed from a sense of lack and not having. And a person has to look forward and say, you know, what is going to be of me based on the trajectory of my growth at this point? And person looks back a year ago and looks now and figures, how much have I developed over this amount of time? And if the person hasn't developed, that's not good, because if you project that further, that's no good. Even if there's been minimal development, that's not good. So let's continue at the bottom paragraph of Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Ha'odam tzarech letzayer la'atzmo eichu yiro'eh ba'od esrim shloishim barbaim shana. Person has to picture in his mind, what am I going to look like? How will I look like 20, 30, or 40 years down the line? Okay? Give yourself that look. What am I going to look like? It's, right now you can go out in the street and look at old, ignorant people. And I'm Oretz, someone who's not spiritually developed. And take a look at them. And ask himself, do I want to look like this? You know, is that what I want to be? I want to be, you know, even your typical 80-year-old Orthodox Jew, you know, who talks in shul and just, you know, only talks about Kiddush and things like that, you know, and is into all kinds of non-spiritual things. Is that the kind of person you want to be? Oshani writes, Eliyaras, Kefi, Shinirim, next page, Gidol Ador B'Sik Nesim. Or do I want to look like a great sage? A great Jewish leader looks when he gets old. Shaleh Namar, as it says about, you know, righteous people, Talmidei Chachamim kol zman shemaskinim daitim misvasefes aleihem. That scholars, the older they get, the more intellect they get. They get smarter and smarter as they get older. So you have to picture in your mind, what kind of old age are you looking for? What kind of old age? What do you want to, how do you want to look when you're an older person? Is a person certain 100% to himself that when he'll be 70 years or older, that he won't look like those older people in the nursing homes? You know, I don't know exactly what those last four words, how they're fitting into the context over here, but say, you know, people that are not spiritually developed. Do you want, you see, are you sure you're not going to be like that person? Are you sure that Eliyah Kli Mole Adam Adavgbar, you're going to be a filled utensil that's clinging to Hashem? Shaguf v'chol mesigai guf einam malim maridim etzel klal, that what the body does and all the things that the body can comprehend. In terms of the superficiality of life, they don't really make a difference in your life, and you don't get carried away by what the body wants. Are you sure about that? Or maybe it's the opposite, that from one Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah, you accept upon yourself all kinds of ways for improvement, but during the year, each one of these promises falls by the wayside. So that's what a person has to ask themselves. A person has to reach a clear recognition. The way you're living life right up to this point. Right? Skip the brackets. There's not a lot of hope that something good is going to grow out of you in terms of what we're really looking for over here. Domahu, maybe you're probably like this. You're like the person, Lodam, Ha'oila Basulam Shliva. You climb up one rung up the ladder, V'yaridas Osa Shliva, and then you go down that ladder. You go down that rung. Ola Oat Shliva, you go up another rung, V'yaridot, and you go down again. Zo Ezo Shehi Nid Nedop Bein Matzav Echad L'mishneu. Yes, there's some movement between one situation and the next. But I will preach a derech amitis ha'olechas v'goveres b'bichinis michael ha'chayel al derech klal k'mat she'en ha'nimim. But this kind of bursting forth a true bursting forth that goes and gets stronger, like the expression from strength to strength. In general, you rarely see this in individuals. There are exceptions. But it's very rare that you see a Jew who's constantly in a real growth mode. Every year you look back and say, wow, I accomplished this. And the next year I accomplished that. And you see big movements every year. Okay. So again, with a Baal Tshuva, you can fool yourself, because Baal Tshuva, you know, will have for a couple of years big movements because they're catching up, so to speak. But then after a while, with most Baal Tshuvas, it stops. It stops. And then they've mainstreamed themselves into just being average, you know. So then they stop the growth. And that's the big problem for everybody. We're not seeing these big leaps from one year to the next. V'yakarot, and to recognize Shemitziyah Shu Koveya Kan La'asmo Kan Belmazeh Hinei Nitzlis. And you got to remember that the reality that you establish for yourself in this world, that is going to be your eternal reality. V'shuv lo yuchal ha'shnos ha'klal. And in the next world, you can't change it at all. Got to remember that. He has to determine Kan Belmazeh in this world. Ma'hu roitz ha'masam. What does he really want from himself? How does he want to find himself when he's an old person in this world? And how does he want to see himself in the next world? Does he want to be in the lower Gan Eden, Begana Elyon, in the higher Gan Eden, or does he want to be in God's, so to speak, yeshiva up above? There's different levels of Olam Haba. I don't want to get into the different levels, but there's different levels. It's closer and closer levels, or further and further levels. So how do you see yourself at that? You know, think about it. How do you view your retirement years? Right? Have you thought about it? Right? So you look at the non-Jewish world, look at the advertisements, you know, it's this, you know, Freedom 55. You know, first of all, now they want you to retire early. You make the millions now, so you retire early. And what do? So, you know, you have pictures of spas and of nice beaches and things like that. And so what do you do? what are you doing? You know, traveling? So, okay, you're going to travel. And of course, I'll get to work on one of my hobbies that I never got to, like gardening. Now, mind you, I don't have anything against gardening, you know. And you want to do a little, you know, an hour a week, and you want to feel that sense of planting something in the earth and fulfill the verse of those who toil with their hands will be blessed. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But then you have an hour a week, and then people who waste their lives. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you retire? When you don't have to work anymore? When about 60 hours of your week is now free? So what are you going to do? You know, ask a typical person, even a typical Jew, what do you plan on doing? So some just don't retire because they don't really have anything to do after they retire, right? I really don't know what they do. I mean, they fill their time. They find ways of filling their time. So in the summer, you can play golf every day. That's one way for them. So in the winter, you go to Florida. So you can play golf in Florida, like, you know. You're doing something for your time, but you know, now picture, what do most people when they retire do? Now picture, what do you want to do when you retire? So what I want to do when I retire is I can go back and sit and learn all day. You know, and then, you know, hopefully I'll have something to take care of myself. I'm not going to work anymore. And that you know, sit and retire and learn Torah all day. You know, write the sefer I wanted to write, or whatever. Make sure that I finish up Shas. You know, that is what a Jew does. Then for sure you could do an hour a day meditating, right, Shelley? When we retire? Yeah. Like it's no question then. Like and once a week to put in 7 hours. It's like not a Shiloh.
Top of an hour a day.
Right. Well, no, not on top, instead. That day it's instead. But I was saying when you retire, right? So that's how you should dream, that's what you want to be when you're at that stage of life. Right, but then again, you know, Chas v'Shalom, there's no guarantees that people make it to retirement. But the point he's trying to say is, But based on where you're at now, what do you reasonably see when you're 65 and better? Where do you see yourself at that point in time? How do you visualize that that age? Now, certainly a person who's not thinking about this until they're 65 isn't going to turn around at 65 and start learning. It's possible. It's possible. And you see occasionally a person does that. But it's probably more what you're yearning in for your life up to that point. But one thing is clear. One thing is clear about the world to come. There's one thing a person has to clarify to himself. Shom ein misachim. Over there in the world to come, we don't play games. Very blunt way of saying it. Shom ein misachim. It's a good mantra. There they don't play games. And they say, okay, this is what you put in. You put in nothing, you're getting nothing. Finished. And that's all. That there's no games. Ze'ol mamiti gomer. That's complete, true world. As the Zohar writes, in the very place that the person sticks to himself to in this world, where you stick yourself in this world, that's exactly where you'll find yourself in the world to come. Exactly in that level. It's not going to be any major differences except the obstacles to hold you back from what you want won't exist anymore. That's all. A person, God forbid, doesn't connect himself to God in this world. Even he kept Torah and did mitzvahs. But he wasn't close to God. So there too, in that world, you can't acquire that. You can't buy it for anything. It's just not going to be there. In the world to come, the only difference that's going to happen is k'moshel shogari nanizra ba'adam menu tzomech eitz hamiftacheach odvod. It's like analogous to a seed that was planted into the ground, and from that sprouts forth and develops forth a beautiful plant or a tree or whatever. In other words, it develops. That's all. But zoya b'china shel yelchu mechayel lechayel. That's the understanding of to grow from strength to strength. What does that mean? But you have to have the seed. So in this world, you make the seeds. In the world to come, you plant it. But if there's no seed of a healthy fruit, it's impossible to grow anything in the world to come as well. If you don't make the seeds in this world, there's nothing to plant for the next world to grow and blossom forth. If so, a person has to come to one clear decision in their lives. What is a person truly yearning for? This point must be founded not just of thoughts of a half an hour. For example, people say, Ken Ken, Barur Li. Person says, yeah, I know, it's clear, yeah, the Sushum says it, I know it. That's not enough. It needs much more thought to make a clear determination. At the end, he makes the decision, and that's it. You know, so he's saying, it doesn't come from just a simple half an hour. I thought about it for a while, and I said, yeah, it's what should be done. Me'achlotus me'asuga zeh, those kinds of decisions, bor b'me'yasa chusim shel yetzeklum. It's 100% clear, nothing's going to come out of it. You know, you just think about it a little bit, and say, yeah, that's what I want, finished, that's not going to come. Nekudas ha'achlotus shricha lovo mikoch emuna sh'odam mamin sh'ochen yeshiku gavoh ma'od sh'achlotus otucho lehis ma'mesh. A good, clear decision has to come from a faith that a person believes that yes, there is hope. There's a great hope that his decision is this great possibility that his decision is able to reach a real fruition. You have to really believe you can be close to Hashem. You have to really believe that you can be great. If you don't believe you've got the ability and the strength, the spiritual strength, to reach these goals, he's really fooling himself. But you've got to really, really believe that this can happen, and therefore you're going to want it. A lot of times we don't want things, so we don't think we can get them. And we say, yeah, it's important. but you know, you just don't really think you can achieve it. So that you have to really, you know, sit through in your mind and really understand that you can achieve it, and it's a worthwhile achievement, and you want it badly. Hare mishu haya oimelof, a person would say to you, imata muchan lachtom arevu shel mea elef dollar kolosu. Are you prepared to guarantee with $100,000 check that you will fulfill your promise? Right? Okay, I want to be close to Hashem. Okay, what if you don't? Are you willing to give me $100,000 if you fail? That's why that's a simple test. You know, put your money where your mouth is. Right? You want to be close? You're working on it? You really want it badly? Okay, how badly do you want it? Are you willing to put $100,000 deposit? If you don't reach it in the next 5 years, you'll relinquish the $100,000. That's how badly you want it. He'll refuse with very strongly. And truly, you probably don't even want to put a $10 bet on your spiritual growth. He doesn't really believe what he's saying. So it's a way in a Kabbalah. That's not a real Kabbalah. You know what he accepted about himself? He accepted himself to want. That's all. Not accepting on himself to do. Now you come to Rosh Hashanah and you say, "You know, I really got to change. Okay, from now on, I'm going to X. Okay, what's that X? I'm going to stop smoking. Okay. Let's put $100,000 on the table. And if you don't, you got to lose the $100,000. Right? That and you'll see. That's going to be one of the things he talks about. Although not $100,000, but you know, you got to really, you know, how much do you really believe that that's going to happen, right? And you got to be willing to bet on it, so to speak. And I'm so clear it's going to happen, no doubt in my mind, $100,000. I'm so clear in my mind, I want it so badly, right? You know, we would, you know, think twice if it was real money. You know, you'd think twice, you think a million times before. Am I really, really sure? Am I really, really sure? Kabbalah miti sirakish adam batuach ba'asma shebekoch liyasma. A true acceptance, a true Kabbalah, true promise, is when a person is pretty sure that he has the ability to make it happen. Vare she'ein bitachon gomer, certainly you can never be 100% sure of avlios batuach she'nasel yasmas dram, but he has to be sure that he will really try to implement this. V'imtia nefila hulo yishash, and if he falls, he's not going to despair, he's going to try again. He's going to try with all his might to reach his goal, he's never going to slack off. The main thing is you've got to really believe in yourself that you can reach this level and you can make it happen. Bevada, of course, the bracket says she calls us mekochis brachon. This is all really from Hashem, of course. But ulam te barenu ata bolavar es tokef nukudas nevesh amanes mechorei kavos. But the truth is, we're trying to understand how strong is a person's will after he has accepted this. Again, remember, it's up to the only thing, as he said earlier, the only thing that's in your hands is to really want. If you really, really want, then when you get going, Hashem will help you. And then it'll happen because he's helping you. But how deep is that want and how much effort are you prepared to make for that? Okay, next subcategory. So now, the way to strengthen those commitments, those decisions, is by creating external forces that will impose your decision upon yourself. Build into the system ways externally that will force you to live up to your commitments. Now that's, we're going to see how he explains this. All right. So yeshda derech niflo. There's a wondrous way. Shal yada yochal adam livchen es atzmai machlotas ol kfias kivun chayev ochein amitim benikvu amuk benafsho oshem adayin enam chazak v'esod dayatzerach. There's one wondrous way to know that a person can test himself. Has your decision and your set focus of life, is it true and it's penetrated the depth of your heart, that decision, or is it something that's not really so strong enough? What's that? Next page. Kuf Zayin Aleph. Everybody has people that he knows. Me pachos, me also, some more, some less. A lovely siyashev palm, person should think for one time. Lanasas letzar la'atzmo, he should try to visualize. Im chavishlov, a friend of yours, Yedid Karvilov, a good friend of yours, comes to you. Hayaboyalov v'yarmila, and he tells you, you know what? Esmol b'layla lo yashamti layla shalom. Frank says, you know, last night I couldn't sleep at all. I couldn't sleep last night. Omer lo, omer lecha esa emes, I got to tell you the truth. Kfar leilo shlemi men eni yoshe. There's a lot of nights I haven't been sleeping. Makara, what happened? Hivanti shechaim shali enem miskadmin b'kivan anachem v'chulam. I've thought about and I've seen that, you know, my life isn't going in the right direction. You know. V'chein marech also yedid lahazbo is called cheshma, nefesh erchla atzma is called akarish shigia leia mikarchis painus. And he goes into a whole song and dance to explain to you that he made a spiritual calculation and he's come to great recognitions because I've thought a lot. Really think about life. I really think about life. Who shows so? So you ask your friend. Nu? Malamasa. So what's going to come out of all your thinking? Tamshich lo lishon kol chayim, you're going to continue not to sleep all your life? V'yedido, and then your friend's going to answer, lo, no, higati la'akara be'emesh she'emesh kol chayim l'kodesh baruch hu. I've come to the conclusion, I'm going to give all my strength and all my efforts over to God. I'm going to try to be a real spiritual person. I'm going to be really spiritual. I'm going to really try to get close to Hashem. Okay, now your friend's telling you this. I've made that decision. I'm going to be really close. I'm going to go to Minyan 3 times a day. I'm going to learn a couple hours a day. I'm going to meditate on God. I'm going to change my midos. Total transformation. Now you're hearing your friend say that. What's your reaction? What's your reaction? Hareka adam ha'emem min hatzad u'mavid al yedido. A person standing at the side objectively and looking at his friends. Vadi who amin last is going to say to himself, nu, och shloshi yom shalosh saras. Nu, for 3 more days he'll be inspired. Maybe this time it's a little bit more serious. But you know it ain't going to last. I don't have to worry about him. Climber, meaning to say, when a person looks at such a commitment without the bias, the personal bias that exists, maybe they know this is part of the waves of life. Okay, he's on the top of the wave. Don't worry, the wave will come crashing down. Don't have to worry about it. Pam olim, pam yordim. Sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down. Pam aliyah noves, mimishber, pam mimhes romo. Sometimes the elevated thing comes from a broken situation life, sometimes from a glorified situation life. Kol pam v'anaguda hachshavis hamisa mesol. Each time from what the present point is coming along his way. It's like the wind. Okay. So, you know, just like you don't take other people's commitments very seriously, so why should you be taking your commitments very seriously? Adam Shemakabu Vatsa Emes Nakudami Yasemis Olav Lanasas Kalabakas Leave Chain Zais Binakudas Hamitsius. When a person accepts upon himself to some degree some kind of promise and change of actions, he has to test a little bit to see, you know, how real is what he's talking about. The test won't be complete 100%. But he should try to picture himself like this. This you're coming to the conclusion you want to do this. So why don't you ask yourself the following? If you want to convince your close friend of how sincere this desire is, you go, no, I really mean it. I really mean it this time. You want to be able to convince him that he'll believe that you're really serious. Would your friend believe you're serious or not? What would you have to say to convince your friend for him to believe it's not just one of your Narish Kaiten from the waves? Do you think you have the ability to convince your friends of that? Of course you don't really need to convince them. But it's so clear in yourself, Shein Chaser, it's not going to go back on this. And anybody who hears this is going to be totally influenced and convinced from the clarity that you have. You know, you have people like this. You have a lot of people in life. You have different people in life that you are associated with. They're friends. If they say they're going to do something for you, you know they're going to do it. And you have friends that make big promises, and you know once they promise, you already know from history, yeah, they're full of promises. Right? I mean, you see this all the time, right? And usually the ones who talk the most do the least. And you know, and it becomes, and you know, you feel sorry for these people. Like, you know, They're always telling you what they're going to do. I got this plan, that plan, this plan. You're saying, yeah, I've heard this before. And you don't even listen to what they're saying. Well, if somebody like is a doer, and he says, and he does, then those people you take into great consideration. Right? So how do we know, you know, where do we fit into this category? And we're talking about, you know, working on this, getting close to Hashem, and it's a big job, and it's going to take years, and, you know, you need somebody who really is going to make it happen. And you have to convince yourself that you really are interested in this. And, you know, we keep coming back. He's really, you know, been harping on this point for the last month. You know, are you serious about your commitments? What's the commitment level over here? And it's trying to get us to be honest that, you know, we're not as committed as we think we are. So he tells us a story. A similar story was said by the great Rav Dessler, the Michtav Meliyahu. He related how he was a smoker. He smoked a lot, and it was damaging to him. You got to remember, in those days, when people smoked in the early 1900s, nobody knew about the health effects to it. Nobody knew. But as time passed, they began to realize. So he realized that the smoking wasn't good for him. But on the other hand, he was addicted to it, like any human being would be. He was addicted to smoking, but he knew it was bad. Many times he accepted upon himself to stop smoking, and he didn't succeed in his decisions. See, even great people have to struggle. And again he accepted himself to stop smoking and didn't succeed. Went on and on. Many times he tried, he couldn't do it. The power of addiction, even for an Adam Gadol, is big. So he had many failures. But then once he finally came to the decision, I really have to stop. He really, really decided he has to stop. So So he figured out, I got to find out some ideas how to succeed this time. I just can't. Okay, I really, really want to stop. I really, 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 really want to stop. Okay, so it lasts another 2 hours. You know, I really want to go on a diet, right? So how are you going to do it? So you got to find something that's going to make this different than just a really, really. Who you ought to be? He was a very smart man, Rav Dessler. If he knows he hasn't succeeded in the past, don't take the same paths that you fell in again. You know, the dumbest thing a person can do is try the same thing he's done that he's failed at the same way so many times before. If you failed at this with the same way, you promise you're going to stop, and then you fail. You promise you're going to stop, you're going to fail. So you're going to promise again, you're going to fail again. There's no reason to say it's going to be different. So all of Linkot Bitsad Kitsoni Shechriach Osot Minakudas Chitson Islamot BeKabbalah. He had to grab on some extreme step that would force him away from the extreme position that he's in right now to the extreme need to be able to stand by what he promises. So he needed some drastic action. So what do you think he did? He thought about it. He came to the decision, and he implemented into reality. What was this? The decision, obviously, was I'm stopping to smoke. But what was it that would maintain that? What's that external thing he placed in? He made a commitment that anybody he sees in the next 2 weeks, he will tell people that I have stopped smoking. You know? Do you know I stopped smoking? I'm never going to stop again. After dozens of people heard his commitment, from the internal embarrassment, there's no way he could go back to smoking. I told everybody I stopped. Yeah. I really mean it this time. Now, if you're going to go back, you're going to really look like a damn fool. You know, that was that external thing he had to put into here. I mean, you know, not everybody at work. Rav Dessler was a man of his word. So if he told people he was going to do this, it's not like I can't go back on that anymore. Right? And that causing something that could embarrass him. See, embarrassment, a person does not want to get embarrassed. Smoking, a person wants to smoke. Now you got to put something that it's going to be more painful to be embarrassed than the pain of not smoking. Obviously, there's an addiction to want to smoke, and it's painful to stop smoking. So you need something more painful, that if I will smoke, it will be even more painful for me. And what's that? People are going to think what kind of a joker I am, that I promise everybody and I stop. So that's what worked for him. That may not work for you, but it worked for him. But Mais is Hanukura Pnimis Haisa Lishma Gomer. This is very interesting. The deep point was all lishma. It was all for the sake of heaven. Because he knew it's not a good thing to smoke. Well, Kim Shiada Hagon Rabbi Eliezer Yezer, Shiyeshnim Afriachit Soni, Shimonim Elam Rachotoso. But he knew there was an external disturbance that would prevent him from maintaining what he decided. So he used other external forces to prevent that disturbance from coming into being. So there's a two-step process. I really want something. Good. Now, plan out what are the things that are going to stop you. Right? So I want to stop something. What will stop me? My addiction will stop me. That it won't work. Okay, now what can counteract the addiction? The addiction is an external thing. So I need another external thing to knock out the external thing so that my initial desire remains without anything trying to stop it. Right? That's how you have to look at it. Zoe dugma l'tzura savoda amitis. This is an example of real service. Adam amiti mishtamish b'nekudos l'achriach es atzal lamed b'nekudos shu b'emes reitzaba. A true person will make use of certain tactics to force himself to stand by the point that he really wants to begin with. If he's not really stopping, so he wouldn't tell that to anybody. If you're not really, you know, I'm not really going to stop. Now think and say, okay, I'm going to stop. So, okay, listen, I haven't stopped for the last 20 times. So I'm not going to stop this time. So who am I fooling? And I'm not even going to tell anybody I'm going to stop. Because inside his heart he feels, that might be the day that I will go back. I'm not going to cause myself to be embarrassed. So that's a very smart, effective method. Klomer, this means to say, if a person wants to really be able to stick with a decision that he's made and he's accepted by himself, he has to create for himself external environment, situations, certain boundaries, shekimat v'yefshel asam, that you've almost impossible to go back on those. Now, vadai certainly shena kavona shatz adam yikitzonim. You certainly shouldn't take radical steps. V'shitia bohem shfiras kol hamuskamos, and that will come to break everything he's concluded to. You know, for example, Yelech Lamidmer V'Skaker. Don't say I'm going to go into the desert and lock myself up there for 3 years. You know, that'd be ridiculous. But Adrav, the opposite, Yamshich next page, Lichios Kamo Ben Adam Ben Yishuv. Live like a regular person. V'Snaig Imanoshim Kokulu, and live with other people like everybody else. V'Mkozos Yitzur Lamod Machrichim Shekimat Ben Yamshir Slavor Aleim. But give yourself certain Machrichim, certain. What's not a good English word for it? What? Externals that force you. You know, these externals that it's almost impossible not to transgress them. Enforcers. Things that will enforce your decision. Certainly what the person will come out with is going to change. The external enforcer of Reuven is not going to be the same as Shimon's. But everyone's got to find what is that point that will push him and force him to stick by those lofty decisions that he made. Ludugma, for example, Adam Yodash and Akudas Shemapilos Oso Hein Aleph Beis Gimel. Person knows, what are the things that are going to make me fail? Well, there's three factors, A, B, and C. These three things are going to make me fail. He should accept upon himself that if he falls in A, B, or C, he will tell his friend about it. He will tell his friend about it. He will tell his friend his failures. And if from the beginning he doesn't get embarrassed from such a friend, it won't help. If he tells a friend and he doesn't feel embarrassed, it's not going to make a difference. You have to make this acceptance that I'm going to inform the type of person that it's very unpleasant for me to tell that person that I have failed. I'd be embarrassed to tell that person that I failed. Even if you don't have to get all the details, just on one thing, again, I failed. Just say I failed. You don't have to get into the details how you failed. Again, to review, the real reason why you want this is because these are true things. You really want to stop smoking, and the truth is that's what should be. You should stop smoking. You should lose weight. You should get close to Hashem. You should be learning more. But there are these external factors that disturb the body from accomplishing it. You take the point. So he has to force himself to cancel out that external disturbance with something, for example, that I'm not interested in suffering embarrassment by telling somebody how I failed again. Now, it could be some of us don't have any shame, so this tactic won't work at all. So you have to find another tactic. You know, and there's always a tactic that will work. You say, you know what? If I every time I pick up a cigarette in my mouth, I swear I'll give $1,000 to a person I don't like. Okay? You have a tight budget, and you hate that your wife wastes money going shopping and clothes. So you say, every time I smoke, I'll give my wife $1,000 to buy clothing. Okay? You write it down and you tell your wife about it. Or you tell, you know. So the last thing in the world you want to do. So everybody's got a different thing they don't want to do. You got to find the most painful thing that is more painful than giving into the seductions of the Yetzer Hara. So everybody has to think of, you know, what that is. So for others, you're telling the whole world you're going to lose weight and you know you're going to be embarrassed like heck. That if you can't, if you don't come through on that. But everybody's got something. If you're a stingy guy, money is always an effective one. Give yourself a self-imposed knas. A self-imposed fine, but not a dollar. Dollar's nothing. You know, it's nothing. Something that really hurts. So it really hurts. You got to somehow build in something that there's just no way you want that to happen. If a person doesn't set himself up with these kinds of promises, it's almost for sure you're not going to succeed. Right? So, you know, that's something that has to be thought of. And we really have to think, you know, we want to get closer to Hashem. You have to set certain goals, certain achievable goals that he's going to talk about. And you have to tell people, you know, what am I going to do to make sure that I do this? And what am I going to do to embarrass myself or to hurt myself if I'm not going to achieve that? And now the next section just goes into constructing reasonable goals. Nekudas v'tshicha zeiris rabbi. You've got to be very careful on this point. Tzarech lidok sh'amachrichem yu givuliyim b'nekuda hanitzreches lo kitzonim she'en shum sikui lamavem. You have to be very concerned that these external things and these boundaries that you place shouldn't be radical, that there's no way, so extreme, that there's no hope that you're going to succeed. Ludugma, for example. This is obviously not an example for us. We have to pick a different one. But Adam Ragel Lumod Kol Yom Eser Shos. Let's say guy's used to learning 10 hours a day. And he makes a decision that starting tomorrow, I learn 18 hours a day. And if I don't learn another 8 hours, Yitain Elef Shekel Itztaka Yom. I'm going to give 1,000 shekel to Itztaka today. He's probably talking about a guy in Koilu. Okay? I'm going to learn 8 more hours a day, and if every day I don't do that, $1,000, 1,000 shekels go to the tzedakah. So, kol adam normali, any normal person, im hachnasa normalis, umatzav normali, with a normal income and a normal situation, maybe you should say, shtus mineba, everyone knows he's just ridiculous. Hu yag alishu v'alai letavech harachok, l'umot shmanasra yester shos b'yayim, ach meros ter shivu kva midi. Number one, yeah, you could really want to pick up another 8 hours a day of learning, but right from the beginning we know this is it's a ridiculous yearning. It's ridiculous. You're not going to be able to do that. So Lurak Shashivakwa, not only is the desire way beyond, Elagam Hagdorim Shiyosu Asa and Mitsiusum Esa Adam Normali, but also the enforcers, the 1,000 shekel a day, that's not normal either. Because you fall 3 or 4 times, you won't have any money to live on that month. That's going to be your whole kollel check. So, you know, it were too extreme. The decision was extreme and the enforcer was extreme. Because when it's so extreme, you yourself know that you're not taking it seriously. That's the problem. In the beginning, the Kabbalah, the promise, has to be reasonable. Ludogma, for example, imhu ragal ilmod esther shos, if you're used to learning 10 hours a day, hashiva rachok eshlot shrikul yoshi ilmod arbas reshos. Maybe the biggest yearning should be 14 hours. Vashiiva hamamashi shalom ayom lamachar eno arba asher shos. I'm sorry. The long term goal should be 14 hours. But the short term goal from today and on shouldn't be 14 hours. But Malcolm Esther shows instead of 10 hours, Esther Varevo, Esther Vachat shows, it should be 10 and a quarter, 10 and a half. So, okay, my long term goal is to have X. Short term goal, add 15 minutes. That's all. If I don't live up to that, I'll give to Tzedakah a little bit that will bother me a little bit, but not wipe me out. You know, 30 shekel. Whatever it is. That amount, that bothers me. It bothers me, that amount. It's not going to wipe me out, but it'll hurt. It has to be enough to hurt, but not enough to devastate. So $1,000 to your wife for spending, that might not work. You might have to limit it to 200. Whatever. So that already is something that's reasonable, right? But when clothing in general, hamifchan amiti l'adam im kabbalah so nechonas olah. How can we tell if the guy's made a reasonable kabbalah or not? Who is imachreishu mekabbalah son who lo yochel lishon ois itam balayla? If in general, if a guy makes such a kabbalah and he can't sleep that night with that kabbalah. It's way beyond what he's capable of doing. And it was a ridiculous one. How could I have said I'm going to learn another 8 hours a day and give $1,000 to tzedakah every time I fail? Sure. That's ridiculous. So it's going to be something that you could sleep with. If you can't sleep with it, you know it's not a good Kabbalah. All right, so let's have to start thinking about what kind of Kabbalahs we have to make that will be reasonable, that will be able to achieve these goals we're looking for.